nasty moustache, uniformed acolytes beside him. Without slowing down, they came and they went, Franco and his four facsimiles. "Con mis ojos le he visto," Salvadora said. "With my own eyes I saw him." But which Franco was the real one, neither she nor I will ever know.
The essay was written and presented by Frederick Raphael. It was a freewheel production for BBC Radio 3.
On BBC Radio 3, Wagner 200. A week of programmes reflecting on one of music's most influential figures, a life every bit as titanic as the stupendous music dramas he invented. Wagner's music threaded through our weekday programmes on BBC Radio 3 and special editions of Words and Music, The Essay and Drama on 3.
Manuscript, that's what I'll do, you precious Belgian!
Dutchman.
And I'll be exploring Wagner's life and music and the music of some of the composers who influenced him in Composer of the Week.
A Week of Wagner on BBC Radio 3, starting this Saturday.
This is BBC Radio 3. Now we join Nick Luscombe for Late Junction.
Many thanks. Tonight on Late Junction, spiritual jazz from Billy Galt. We got some library music from the KPM catalogue, plus the new sound of Nadine Shah, and we begin with possibly the best ever cover version of a Sun Ra classic from Jan Tomita.
We travel the space ways from planet, we travel the space ways from planet to planet. We travel the
space waves from planet to planet. We travel.
Well, you may have heard that before when I was a guest on Stuart McConey's Freakier Zone over on BBC Six Music a little while ago. Stuart will be a guest on Fiona Talkington's Late Junction next Thursday. But for tonight, it's me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction tonight and tomorrow night. And quite how Jan Tomita came up with the idea of a steel pan cover version of that Sun Ra classic is, well, I have no idea. But I think it's very, very, very good. Worth tracking down. And for more great Sun Ra and John Cage cover versions, the album is called it's called Music for Astro Age, and that track, We Travel the Spaceways, of course. In June, Low Recordings will release the second album from Zoon Van Snook, The Bridge Between Life and Death, which was recorded in Bristol and Iceland and features electronics, field recordings and collaborations with Icelandic artists Amina, Benny Hemhem and also Sin Fang. The album opens with a track built around a recording of a sound cradle, which is a big wooden throne that has tuned strings all around the back and sides of the chair. German composers and musicians Niels Frahm and Frank Bloom together from the new album Music for Wobbling versus Gravity. That was 10. And back in 2000, while hanging out at the bar of the Montreux Jazz Festival, producer and keyboard player Christopher Bernard from Ballistic Brothers, Marden Hill and 45 Dip, and flute player Simon George met up with drummer Isaac Haywood and bassist Hamlet Luton from Nightmares on Wax. And sharing a love for all things Latin, they formed Las Ladrones and soon after made a great piece of sunshine music. This, Las Lucas del Norte.
Thank you. Un petit bout de loco comme un téléphone comme moi, hein?
Allez aussi!
La banane, le fruit bananier, la cerise, le fruit cerisier, la pomme, le fruit pommier, l'orange, la poule, le rocher, la mangue, le fruit manquier, le coco, le fruit couchier, la mangue, le fruit manquier, la prune, la fruit couchier.
Eva!
Oh, mama.
from the Tumbele compilation on Soundway Records, a brilliantly vibrant showcase of sounds from Martinique and Guadeloupe from the 60s and 70s, which really helped to complete the picture of Caribbean music from that era, I think. The Leopards with Delo Coco. And it's Nick Luscombe here on Late Junction. We are live tonight, so please tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. And next up, a track which was originally released in 1975 on the Danish Steeplechase record label. The label was a real lifeline back in the 70s and 80s to many American jazz artists who relocated to Europe when the US sort of lost interest in them. It's a theme developed nicely on the latest Jazzman Spiritual Jazz 4 collection, and it features this, Billy Gault's Mode for Train.
Message of Coltrane. Message of Coltrane.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. All 11 minutes from Spiritual Jazz 4, which includes recordings from Arba Isla, Sun Ra, Don Cherry, Lee Konitz, Eric Dolphy and more. That was pianist Billy Galt with Mode for Train. And up to date now with Estonian singer Maria Minerva's collaboration with producer Hervé. Very much a change in sound for Hervé, much more song-based, less sort of frantic than the electro sound of his previous releases. This is Gold.
Thank you. sweet to each other's heartbeats. We quantized our feet, and always again we will always meet. So let's match our match to the infinite beat. If you say dance, then I'll dance. I'll dance with you.
Manchester-based multi-instrumentalist Nancy Elizabeth there with her new single out on June the 17th, Simon Says Dance. And as you may have heard, she's playing at the Lake Junction Lavish Lounge at this year's Latitude Festival from the 18th to 21st of July. And our lineup also includes London jazz trio Troika, guitar drum duo Flower Corsano, Melt Yourself Down, who feature Shebaka Hutchings and former members of Acoustic Ladyland, plus a special live set inspired by their Lake Junction session, Duo Wars, who'll be bringing their own sort of brand of electronic invention to the archive of composer and founder of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, Daphne Oram. And before Nancy Elizabeth, Phosphorescent, otherwise known as Brooklyn-based singer Matthew Hook. That track, Suns Arising, from his sixth album, Muchacho. He just played a sold-out gig tonight, actually, at the Village Underground in London. If you're at the gig, why not tweet us a little review at BBC Radio 3. Songs of Old Appalachia is the new album from West Virginia folk singer Alice Wilde, who was born in the heart of the region. The album cover even features the house where she grew up, and this is Unclouded Day.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a land far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of a land far away, where the tree of life in eternal shadow storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives their sorrows all away. And they tell me that no tears ever come again in that lovely land of unclouded day.
Thank you. Kadi wote namwe, taye wote namwe, ngweye wote namwe, tambombo kwe, tambombo kwe, tambombo kwe, tambombo kwe, tambombo kwe, tambombo kwe.
Yeah, that's music from the KPM Music Library, which back in its heyday released music very different to that. Well-known TV themes like Grandstand, Mastermind and ITB News at 10. And the label's always really focused on high-quality compositions and recordings, and it's no wonder that the label has been such a useful source for many hip-hop producers over the years. Jay-Z, Doom, Madlib and Danger Mouse all getting stuck into the KPM archives. And that's one of the more esoteric tracks, Nashim Bene's Witch Doctor, described as a short tribal field recording and taken from Music for Dance Floors, the KPM Music Library. And I also played Soad Abdullah from an album called Chubi Chubi, compiled from Iraqi cassettes and LPs found in Syria, across Europe and Iraqi neighbourhoods in the US. And before that, a collaboration between Dutch composer and musician Pastel Platinga and rock musician and peace activist politician Kina Shukichi from Okinawa, who back in the day in the 70s and 80s was played a big role, actually, in the Japanese homegrown folk rock scene with his band Champlus. You heard Shima Gua. And next up here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction, this is Omnivore, sound artist Glenna von Nostrand with Pink Electric.
Pink electric, pink electric, pink electric. Pink electric, pink electric. Pink electric.
I've been working overtime.
Pink electric.
All I got's you on my mind. And if you catch my drift, this means more than maybe.
Electric.
I've been working overtime.
Electric,
all I got's you on my mind. And if you catch my drift, this means more than maybe.
Electric,
I am the ground. And you are the heat of a live hot wire.
All I got's you on my mind.
There's no other way. I am the ground, and you're the heat of a live hot wire.
I got you on my mind.
There's no other way to know from the beginning if you would catch fire.
Electric.
I've been humming all the sparks.
Electric.
Like a light on in the dark. And if you catch my drift, this means more than maybe.
Electric.
I've been humming all the sparks.
Electric.
Like a light on in the dark. And if you catch my drift, this means more than maybe.
Electric.
I am the ground, and you are the heat of a live hot wire.
Light on in the dark.
There's no other way.
electric. They've been working overtime.
Pink, electric.
All I got's you on my mind. And if you catch my drift, this means more than maybe.
Electric.
Tyttönä istua tsiliällä sillalla, vei 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 sularalla, sularalla ja vei vei vei. Pojat nyt kysyvät, saankos tulla illalla, ah vei 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 sularalla, sularalla ja vei vei vei. Älä tule illalla, siskoni tunte, ah vei 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 sulava.
Thank you.
Norway's Arve Henriksen from the beautifully packaged 7LP vinyl box set called Solidification, which also features a very nice 24-page booklet with liner notes from Late Junction's Fiona Talkington. And before that, Tallinn-based record label Umpla did sort of remix tribute album of the work of Veljo Tormis, world-famous composer who mixes modern choir music with an ancient form of Estonian folk song, Ringman Kulau from Eva Ritre-Kina. And the next track is from a record I bought in a second-hand record shop in Tokyo, purely just based on the really wonderful-looking 80s sci-fi artwork on the sleeve. And thankfully, the music is as good as the sleeve it actually lives in. And it was created for the NEC CNC Pavilion during the Tsukuba Expo, which was attended back in 1985 by about 20 million people. And the park also featured the debut of the appearance of a massive TV later used in stadiums across Japan called the Sony Jumbotron, which is a brilliant name, and I've got no idea if that's of interest to anybody listening other than myself, but I thought I'd mention that. Written by Fumitaka Anzai, this is Fly to the Future, Spaceship C&C, Part 1.
Menschliche Stimme ist das ausdrucksstärkste Musikinstrument überhaupt.
We'll be right back. Instrument der Musik, der ist explizit der Tuss.
Great new voice, that's Nadine Shah from Whitburn in the northeast of England. Recently signed to RNS imprint Apollo, who on Monday will be releasing her brand new Drury Town EP, from which that track is featured. Bobby Heron is produced by Ben Hillier, who's worked with The Horrors, Blur and Depeche Mode. And before that, ex-Kraftwerk member Karl Bartos from his album Off the Record, Vox Humana. And Kraftwerk headlining this year's Latitude Festival, of course, as if the Lake Junction Lavish Lounge wasn't enough to make you rush out and buy a ticket straight away. And thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Lake Junction. I'll be back tomorrow night for my last show of my 2 weeks here. And last night we ended the programme with a piece of music from John Zorn. And purely by coincidence, tonight's closing track is from Tap, John Zorn's Book of Angels, Volume 20, recorded by Pat Metheny, who, besides his frequent collaborator, drummer Antonio Sanchez, plays all the other instruments himself, including guitars, sitar, bass, keyboards, electronics, flugelhorn, and more. This is Albim.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Philip Herrewecker may be best known as a Baroque specialist, but in today's opening concert he's conducting the Royal Flemish Philharmonic Orchestra in Mahler and Bruckner. Dagmar Petschkova is the soloist first in Mahler's Kindertortenlieder, or Songs on the Deaths of Children. Mahler did later lose one of his own children, but his impetus here was the memory of the 7 children his parents lost, especially his brother Ernst. The first song expresses numbed grief, the next 3 evoke memories of the dead children, and in the last song, the storm on the day of the funeral gives way to a vision of the children at peace.
Thank you. schnell.